Hello fam, and welcome to another episode of the Barman's Barbecue, where we slay sacred cows, roast them, and serve them as they hot.
Hello there.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Gentlemen. Okay. Is it like, how can we say hello, ladies and gentlemen, now echo gentlemen again? And these women want. Ladies. Say it again.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies.
Yeah, it's happy. Is it International Women's Day?
It's tomorrow, not tomorrow. It's okay, who knows? Yeah. You know, you use today. Yeah. Release it today, so it will be like it's okay, but yeah, whatever. So,
happy International Women's Day.
Mm.
Yeah, have we even talked about done a podcast on women?
I don't know. I think we've done something around feminism one time.
Okay. Yeah. I can remember one of those early books I read. This is a long time ago. Is it 22 lies or something lies that the church tells women? My mom had.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
By who?
I don't know the author, but I remember that.
Sounds like something I should read. Yeah. I hope it's something that makes sense.
Yeah, so that was pretty interesting to read. But now, yeah, what are we talking about?
Church and state. Did you go to vote, Mama?
Work.
Did you go to vote?
To vote.
Yeah. We all voted.
Yes, I voted. I voted. But, like Buhari and some other people who stood there, my vote may have been voided.
I don't even think, to be honest, I don't think.
Yeah, but for me, it does not make sense now just because of your thumbprint.
Because
to the next,
place where I went to, a lot of people were doing it wrong and they were folding the paper wrong. And I'm sure the ink would have entered on that place because people were folding it as if they were making paper boots. Fold it. I kept shouting, that's not to fold, though. That's not to fold.
Yeah, so. But even despite upon on top of all of that,
yes, even though upon still,
even though
they still rigged us,
they did not so. I was thinking it was not rigging; that it was just a selection. You know, I feel like it's still rigging, Sha, because I'm thinking that normally rigging is like an unjust wit, where people have been paid money so that instead of them to vote right, instead of them to vote independently, right, voting is now rigged in favor of the person who gave them money.
Yeah.
But in this case, it was not rigging in that sense. It was just a selection.
I thought rigging means to generally just tamper with results.
Yeah, maybe that also includes rigging. Yeah. Yeah. So, but then, you know, this has always been the case in Nigeria, you know.
But this one they didn't even do it discreetly or do
it. No, I think it's because of maybe there are more people interested and invested or aware. You know, there was the feeling of more transparency in this process. So that's why, you know, people can go to the IRF portal anytime and still say come out that Peter Obi won fair and square.
Those videos, people were more involved. People stayed back to count and all of that.
So that's why I guess that's the power of the light or exposure, you know, where there is visibility and transparency in the process. Look through the system and say that, okay, this is the person responsible
for. Hold people accountable.
And I hold people accountable. Yeah, so, but now I want to talk about church and state. I remember this election has done something to our collective psyche and consciousness in Nigeria in terms of the level of trauma that our generation have been exposed to from NSAS even until now. Then
there's the role the church played.
Yes, so...
I forgot in that quote that said, when people don't speak up, you're indirectly supporting the oppressor.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like the church played a role in supporting the oppressor. I know that a few ministers, made me proud, but like 80% just disappointed me. I will not lie to you. Ah, God.
Yeah, I mean, so I know a lot of people who don't want to hear that church is involved with politics or government. You know, again, when you consider history and the role the church has played in different kinds of massacres in the past.
And selfish agendas,
so a lot of people are weary when, you know, church and politics mingle. In fact, I feel like that's how to read The Lord of the Rings.
Okay, well, I understand that.
You know, so
now that I think of it, a lot of people that say this should have just shut up. It would have been better.
Yeah, so many times because of the level of hurt that Nigerians feel, silence for many people feels like you have corn in your pocket.
Or they should have just encouraged people to vote wisely and vote with their conscience or something. Yeah. There's how to find, you may not necessarily say do this or do that, but encourage people to do what's right.
I guess so. I feel like that's why, you know, so I did this post on WhatsApp where I was saying
that, oh, so angry.
I said thunder fire some people. I also felt like the Jehovah's Witnesses, like they have a point. So, like, again, I've not gone to a kingdom hall, I've not sat through their meetings, but I feel like they have a point on not voting up. So this is an idea that if Nigerians choose not to vote, if majority of Nigerian Christians choose not to vote, but insist on being righteous, I mean, or act rightly, right, in all spheres or wherever they find themselves, regardless of who is in power, Nigeria will get better.
It won't get better because there are people who are not Christians like you, or who probably are Christians that don't have the good heart and the good thinking take positions of power. And all of us will collect.
No, regardless of who takes position of power, the person in power, right, will give a directive to somebody who is not in power.
And you have to follow that directive.
No, you don't have to. That's where I'm. So if
they will have their boys too.
Again, you don't have to. So I feel like that's where
all of us will collect now. Because nobody is changing things. We'll not spend our days fighting back.
No, not necessarily.
Or we'll even fight back because if you're taking Jehovah's Witness stance, we'll spend our days being doormats, basically.
No, it's that, so I feel like there's another kind of power that people don't know or are not aware of. I guess it's that power of the cross. So the power of the cross is that power of weakness, where it is in your death that you are strong, or it's in your losing.
There's one film I watch like that where they used to attack bad people. They don't kill anybody, even they slap you, turn your other cheeks and slap you. That is how they succumb and be raping their women and be killing them every time.
What movie is that? Hands-Meter?
No, it's one season movie like that where they used to live in the desert. I can't remember the name, it was like really big. And they never fought back.
No, so, but I feel like
they're living this kind of thing you're saying, and they just kept suffering because you know bullies. If you don't fight back, they'll keep bullying you. That's just life.
I don't know how it will work, but I'm imagining that you can, how will I ever say it? Okay, so I've been imagining a revival, you know, how that revival can be mimetic. That is to say, because of all your cool friends are going to this church, then it now becomes the woke thing to attend this church meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying that imagine in Nigeria where majority of people have sense, right? And even if in your heart of hearts you don't want to have sense like your fathers, because of everybody around you is having sense, you subconsciously now want to copy them and have sense too.
But you just be posturing. If there's no conviction, so yeah, quote unquote, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, so you may just be copying, but I mean, so that's what happens when Nigerians go abroad.
That way when push comes to shove, they used to show their true character too.
Yeah, so but that atmosphere, that environment of goodness, right, makes you, once you get into that place, you enter character. And just be able.
But that's also what I'm saying, that when we don't participate in these things, that environment won't even be there in the first place.
No, so I feel like, again, so if the kingdom of God is at hand, like Jesus said, right, we can be loyal to a kingdom that is not of this world, or the Nigeria of our dreams, or the Nigeria of the future. So I feel like that's what the Hebrew mystics called, Olam Haba? Is it? Well, something like that, the world to come. So the world to come for everyone is like that Nigeria where Peter Obi wins the election, fair and square, and there's justice everywhere. That is what I believe the scriptures or most of the Bible talk about, the age to come. So it's kind of like a future that we all aspire, like a model that our current world aspires to get to. You know, so, and this model world that we wish for our children, it's neither in a Democratic Party or Republican Party. I mean, it's neither APC, PDP, or necessarily Labour. But sometimes labor could be to a certain degree more aligned.
So why is it more aligned? Because somebody went in there. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like there are two businesses now. And one is ruled by someone that is corrupt, but there are people inside just trying to live out everyday life. And there's another business where someone that has good conscience that's trying to be a better person. Are you telling me that if they offered a job business a job in two places, which place would they go and choose? They'll choose a place that has less toxic working environment, like a place that is more comfortable, where people have good consciences. Good consciousness, Jesus. Where people behave right, there's order and everything. But I understand what you're saying, but also understand that if nobody stands up and creates this environment.
You know, so I'm saying that so the church can be that place that models this environment.
But it's not.
Of course, yes, that is a given.
It's not given.
So I'm saying that
they're supporting they're not even telling us go out there and they're supporting this is what I'm trying to break out from. That is the people's anger.
So I feel like many of the prophets, like of old, so their jobs, that's why then it felt like the prophets were always angry.
Always fighting with the government.
Always fighting with the government. So I feel like that's the stance the church should take. If labor enters and misbehaves,
you collect. You
collect. If APC, as they are not correct, they will collect. So it is not... like what Nathan went to tell David now.
And David was God's chosen.
Yeah. He told him. Yeah, so David was anointed of God. But when David messed up, Nathan was bold enough to go and tell him. Even when David said that, okay, I want to build a house, Nathan told him that, no, you're not going to build the house of God. There's somebody else
that
God
has come and do it. Yeah. Yes,
I feel like perhaps in Nigeria we are lacking prophets.
Like, even like today, I saw that guy I was showing you, that other gubernatorial candidate from Kinikini. They had good CV. And I just realized, it's not like people are...
The ADC guy.
It's not like people are necessarily going to die hard for Peter Obi. It's just that they saw someone that is better, and the system that is kind of like better, and not the system we've been used to. We just want a change and a difference. Yeah. It's not as if there's somebody else that was in another party that was better than Peter Obi and that did the marketing and we got to, we would have also voted him also. Do you get?
Yeah. So I feel like Peter Obi's structure, I'm tempted to say it's kind of like perhaps the structure of the Nigeria to come or the world to come or hopefully. The kingdom of God, hopefully. I mean, we have just stepped in there.
By structure, explain what you mean first.
So by structure, I have a friend who has, I think he had contributed over 800,000 naira, his own money, to Peter Obi's campaign. So not just words, not just like retweeting, right? Even the groundwork. I remember on the election day, he an LP, Labour Party Observer. And after they signed, said that my word, whether I think APC won narrowly, but it was free and fair in his word in Lagos, and he posted everything and said that the way it happened, so such a person, in my opinion, is so that's what I mean by the structure. Let me call it a structure of righteousness, right? A structure where I am not afraid of, I am not moved by greed, and I am not moved by fear.
Yeah, but now if your friend feels that you are, he will not be there to do all these things.
No, I mean, so it's, I feel like a Jehovah's Witnesses person can work with INEC now, no? So they could be...
I don't know, but they don't participate.
No, so they may not participate, but I feel like they can work, I don't know, but imagine if a Jehovah's Witness is the INEC, what's it called?
Chairman.
People don't come out now. So imagine if it's the INEC chairman and they try to bribe him. Yeah, and they try to bribe him and he says no. And they say that they're going to kill him. He says, kill me. You understand? And then they're just like, we cannot touch this guy. And he goes to... So I feel like... So imagine if there's a ripple effect of Nigerians of immovable character. That you can't... So whether regardless of who's in power, because of I'm of the opinion that... somebody gave instructions to an ordinary Nigerian with no name to take out the CCTV cameras at the Lekki toll gate.
Yeah.
So why did the guy not say no? Do you understand? Exactly. So it is fear, And
but sometimes it may not be fear. What if you don't even care about dying, but they're not threatening the people that you love?
Exactly. So it's still fear and greed.
For
so,
the people that no, I love.
Let me tell you something. So some people be like, when I was discussing with my sister, she was like, they'll be like, if I don't do this, so first they offer you money, you say no. Then they'll say that they will kill you. You'll not think in your head, you'll be like, hi, if I say no, they will call, another person will come, they will sack me, bring another person to do the job, pay the person, and I will have nothing.
But that one, I can understand what if I say no, but when they want to kill my family, I better come and take control of target.
Exactly.
So
I feel like that's kind of the loop or the predicament we find ourselves in the country, fear and greed. But if we can be free somehow, I don't know how it will work, but if we can be free from the fear of death and the fear and the sense of lack, I feel like we're going to any society, any system that does not have fear of death and fear of lack
and
will
greed.
Reign.
Because even if it's really a lot of tech bros, just tech CEOs,
yeah,
just how greedy they are. Even one particular candidate, I just watched his message now, what I was giving in church. It's not giving righteousness, it's giving. Do you get it? Even congratulate the person that wins, the people in the circles have been hounding the person that we voted for, and I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah, so again, I feel like, some people, I've seen people who are not, I am in the camp, right? Mm. And Mirabella may not like this camp too, of people who are like, anybody who wins, no problem. But the place I'm coming from is not that, I will step into a bubble where no bad thing can happen to me, maybe because of I'm the righteousness of God, that kind of thinking. No. I'm saying that if we can not seek to use the powers of this world that is, right, to... we are not dependent on the system of this world to change the world.
I understand, but I feel like that's the mindset we had growing up that made us not... enter spaces and take positions, and now we're suffering the consequences of not entering spaces and taking positions.
No, so again, I'm not saying that we should not enter spaces and we should not take positions. We can, I'm saying that wherever we are is a position, like there is a, wherever we are is a position we can take to be the best versions of ourselves. And if we, and I really loved, I attended the Dr. O's meeting where he talked about making cosmic impact. And to him, to make cosmic impact is to love your neighbor.
I agree. Like, yeah. I also need Nigerians to be better people.
Yes. Yeah, so if we just love, if I'm just committed, it's not. I'm not. We're not asking you to do so much. Don't.
You don't need to be a CEO.
Yeah, you don't need to be the president of Nigeria. You don't need to be the governor. You don't need to be the House of Rep member. Just love your neighbor.
In your little space.
In that little space, and be willing to die loving your neighbor.
You get, because like sometimes you just see what people do and you be like, is it the small power that they gave you that you're doing anyhow?
Yeah. And I think the lack of commitment in the lack of commitment towards our neighbor is responsible for that's why the devil or the systems of this world can keep winning. You know, I feel like there's a possibility that in 4 years' time, if we don't get it right in the tribunal, as Obi goes to court, in 4 years' time, this thing will still repeat itself. If Nigerians don't repent.
We'll stay for 8 years now. I feel like I like what Chimamanda said about Obi. The most important thing is that he inspires hope. I mean, for me to go and vote, normally I don't even care about it. I have apathy towards this country. I'm not happy, I'm not sad, I'm not excited. It's just like the country, I don't even know what I'm doing here. But he does inspire hope.
Yeah.
I mean, I was sick and I went to vote. So I like that fact that, it can be better. Things can be better. Because if you look at it, government is bad. People are bad. The individuals are bad.
Yeah.
Because the market is trying to cheat me. This place is like everybody.
The banks.
The banks. Steal my money. Everything. What is going on?
And it's not, for me, it's not... Buhari that is working in a bank.
It's not Buhari that is working in the market.
It's not Tinubu that is working in the bank. So it's still ordinary Nigerians who are just mean and wicked.
Sometimes I feel like you people deserve your leaders.
Exactly.
But so I'm not here with people
I feel like that's a sad possibility to contemplate, that the Nigerian leadership may
be a reflection of
us. I mean, so we just pray that Obi wins. Let Obi be the reflection of the masses.
And if it doesn't win, I mean, someone should tell them, like, let's all of us start doing better in our small spaces.
Yes, yes.
Can't be here cheating people and you're expecting Obi to go there. Yeah. You have heavy expectations on Obi when you're here cheating somebody. This is your small space. That was even annoying. I saw talk. Like, if you don't shut up.
Yeah, so whether in churches, whether in banks, whether in offices.
It's even sadder in churches because, I like when Daniel kept asking, what part of your principle allows you to do this, allows you to support these other people that are doing things like this? Why? What part?
Yeah, so politics. I mean, who said, maybe I'll go and get my Labour Party. I'm all for being involved, but while we are being involved, like, let our involvement be driven by love, not because of it's not because of the position we get by our involvement is what puts power in our hands.
Yeah,
we're already powerful where we are, in that space. So if sitting in having a title is what gives you power, it means that you're not even powerful in the first place.
Yeah, exactly.
So I feel like that's where the church, if the church thinks that, okay, you're simply voting for another because of like Muslim, that you want power, it means that the church itself does not have power. Right? So the only way the church will exert its power is to realize that it already has power within, and part of the instruments or the manifestation of its power is by encouraging its members to love their neighbors and to stand by righteousness and justice.
And understand the plight of your people. I feel like a lot of church leaders are just living in their bubbles. And they keep saying things that congregations cannot even relate to because they are living up there in their bubble, and what we are facing and what they are facing are different. Because you come and tell them to make plan B. From where to where? How?
Let me say plan B.
You don't remember that leader that was saying that everybody should have plan B. Where is the plan B? Did you give me money to sponsor? How do you get? So I feel like you're just in a bubble living there. You don't even know what's happening down here. You don't understand the plight of your people. I feel like people just want change. Like someone was asking me, are you going to vote Labour Party in Rivers State? I'm not, because to be honest, I don't even know the candidates. I'm not going to do Labour Party just because of Labour Party. If I see someone else that is credible and I feel like that is fit for the job.
No, but I felt like, after the last election and how the result turned out, I was like, there's no point going to vote now. If Wiki can just gather everybody and write the
party. But that anger, I'm going to go and vote the other person.
Yeah, I'm saying that if he can do that in the presidential election,
then what is
and
go
spot free, and where he doesn't have so much stake.
Okay.
As when you compare it with his stake when it comes to the reverse gubernatorial election.
I feel like it's for the there's more contenders.
So, yeah, so I
people are really angry.
Yeah, so if other people can fight him, I don't know whether they have the.
Maybe
to vote to APC this time.
Yeah, because I feel like their candidates.
To align with the central.
Yes. I was in this market the other day and Super FM was on and they were talking about how Wiki was thanking the Southerners for voting in the new president. Almost everybody in this market was shouting, "Thunder fire, you thunder fire, it was nowhere." Like everybody's angry.
Yeah.
Collective anger.
Yeah, so I feel like round this up, I'm just going to say that we should just love our neighbors.
And I feel sorry for us somehow because, like, the world, I feel like when the world is going chaotic and everything, like, your spiritual institution, I mean, your place of worship is the place where you go to find sukkah and comfort and hope. And for some people, the world has fucked them up, the spiritual, this thing has fucked them up, so, like, nowhere to turn, so just hanging in the middle. So, in a way, I kind of feel sorry.
Yeah.
People that don't have communities where they can just go and
talk to someone.
Yeah,
and so
restore hope. Like hope.
Yeah, so I think talk to somebody, pray, cry if you must, lament if you must.
Write angry status like Duba what if you must.
Yeah, and then be obedient in the Supreme Court. I'll be in the tribunal.
So help us God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of The Barman's Barbecue. We hope we are able to provide some answers while raising more questions. It was a pleasure sharing this roasted lamb with you. Remember to rate this podcast, subscribe, and invite your friends to this feast. We love you!